disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le chona njani mthwakazo muhle olamukela emoyeni ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 27 kuLwezi 2019 nguntungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngile 2 asebefile. Ngokuswelakala ukuthi kona bencediswe nje. Abanye bakhona bahambile khona ngale ezibhedlela bathola ukuthi kona kula madokotela. Baziphendukele ezindlini bengajani bengatholanga ngitho le treatment
ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabo dokotela bezinga laphezulu ama senior doctors ezibhedlela zikahulumende sokuthi abagulayo labagulelwayo bebhekane lobunzima obukhulu
bevezele bengasebenzi ngoba thina sibaqhatha on a full time basis. There's no doctor esimqhatha ukuthi abesenza esebenza ngentando yakhe.
Uhulumende uthi akazihluphi ngokukhalala umsebenzi kwabo dokotela laba. Uhulumende wele South Africa uphakathi kohlelo lokubopha abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abangela maphepha okuhlala lokusebenza ngokusemthethweni abagoqela abeZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabo dokotela asebehleli emsebenzini okwesikhathi eside ama senior doctors ezibhedlela zikahulumende okuqale izolo sokuthi abagulayo labagulelwayo eziHarare bebhekane lobunzima obukhulu bengasakwazi lokuthi benzeni. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Ekwethekeleleni okwenzela umsakazo wezibhedlela zeParinyatwa Group of Hospitals kanye leHarare Central Hospital kutholakale abagulayo labagulelwayo abayingcosana bezulazula bezama ukuthola usizo kodwa usobala ukuthi baphelelwe. Umnumzana Nelson Madziwana obeze loyise ukuzadinga usizo lokwelatshwa uthi utshelwe ukuba kumele ahlolwe ngodokotela abazingcwethi ama-specialists kodwa bengekho emsebenzini.
Mushipatra mnomira mushe because anachiremba hapana.
Into kazimanga kuhle lapha ezibhedlela ngoba odokotela bengekho. Kakhulu laba abathiwa ngama specialist doctors. Sesisuka lapha eParinyatwa kuya esibhedlela seBains lapho esingathola khona usizo olungcono. Akumanga kuhle lapha ezibhedlela.
Kube ngesifanayo esibhedlela seHarare Central Hospital, umnumzana Andrew Kambani wasemzini weEpworth eHarare obeze lodadewabo kulesi sibhedlela uthi babuyiselwe muva ngoba odokotela bebikwa bengekho emsebenzini.
Ngile 2 asebefile ngokuswelakala ukuthi kona bencediswe nje. Abanye bakhona bahambile khona ngale ezibhedlela bathola ukuthi kona kula madokotela baziphendukele ezindlini bengajani bengatholanga ngitsho le treatment. Asikhangeliseni sikhulume iqiniso ngoba lapha kusadinga ukuthi sikhulume into ezingayisizo ngoba sifuna ukuthabisa ubani. Hhatshi, asikhulume iqiniso ukuthi hayi into le vele kayikho kuphele lokho. Yikufa kuphela la.
Kuncwadi yabo abayithumele intatheli izindaba izolo lalamhla, abenhlanganiso yabo dokotela eye Zimbabwe Senior Hospital Doctors Association bakhala ngesimo esisezibhedlela esilokhu siqhubeka sisiba sibi ngamandla kusengezwa la kungabi khona emsebenzini wabo dokotela abasanda kugqiba izifundo ama junior doctors asebelenyanga ezedlula ezimbili bekhalala umsebenzi befuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Omunye wabodokotela laba owake waba ngumsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezempila kahle ngesikhathi sombuso kamnumzana Robert Mugabe, uDr. Edwin Mguti, ukhuthaza ukuxoxisana kwenhlangothi zonke ukulungisisa lolu daba osoluphazamise umsebenzi wezempila kahle elizweni.
Sokufanele ukuthi uhulumende la ma doctors lama stakeholders onke including ama parliamentarians, ama traditional leaders even, they should put their heads together. Wabona ukuthi into le ingalungiswa kanjani. And the only way ukuthi ilungiswe is to listen to the professionals. Because yibo bodwa abakwazi ukuthi kuyini okufuneka ukuthi kwenzeke. Ukuwaxotsha lokho akusebenzi lutho. Akusebenzi lutho.
Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Senior Hospital Doctors Association bathi ngamanga inkulumo kahulumende yokuba abaqhubi umsebenzi ngendlela njengabodokotela abakhulu njengalokho okwethulwe kuntatheli izindaba ngemva komhlangano wequla labaphathi ntambo i-cabinet briefing. Umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo utshele umhlangano lentatheli izindaba ukuba bekhona odokotela abakhulu asebezaxotshwa umsebenzi ngoba bengaqhubi umsebenzi ngendlela.
There are 57 senior doctors who had to face disciplinary action.
Kunabodokotela abakhulu abangamashumi amahlanu lasikhombisa ukumele bajeziswe. Labo dokotela bethiswa umlandu ukungazinikeli ngokwaneleyo emsebenzini wabo. Sebezathonisiswa-ke kwisikhathana esilandelayo.
Sebengamakhulu edlula amane 448 odokotela abasanda kugqiba umsebenzi ama-junior doctors asebexotshiwe umsebenzi ngemva kokukhalala umsebenzi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Kobulawayo khona empilo Central Hospital lase United Bulawayo Hospitals lamhlanje odokotela bezinga laphezulu babikwa bebengakakhalali umsebenzi. Loba nje iziphathamandla zezibhedlela lezi zithole incwadi zokuzazisa ngalolu hlelo. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Izibhedlela ezinkulu ezisedolobheni lakobulawayo namhlanje ziqhubekele phambili zisebenza ngenani labodokotela abakade bevele bekhona laloba bethole incwadi ebazisa ukuba kumele baqale ukukhalala umsebenzi izolo. Isiphathamandla sesibhedlela sempilo Central Hospital uDokotela Solwayo Ngwenya uchasisa kabanzi isimo esisesibhedlela.
Namhla sithole ugwalo olulotshwe ngodokotela baseHarare besebenza lalaba abanye bangapha kobulayo kuthiwa ngama-senior doctors akhona phezibhedlela. Bethi basebekhalala umsebenzi ngokuthi kusukela kuyizolo ngoba odokotela baxotshiwe umsebenzi kukhanya bayakhonona ngakho lokhu. Kodwa lapha empilo kulabo dokotela okuthiwa ngama-specialist abafika amashumi amabili lani. Odokotela bakhanya babuya emsebenzini sithe siyawucazulula bakhanya balutshwana asebethethele uhlangothi lokuthi bafuna ukukhalala umsebenzi. Okuningi siza kubona kusasa ukuthi bangaki abangasafuni umsebenzi, kodwa namhla sithole ukuthi bayasebenza. Isibhedlela zivalwanga lokhu esisebenza njengoba khona phana kukhalala umsebenzi ngama-junior doctors. Sizazama ukunceda abantu khonapha esibhedlela khona lokho okuncane siyabe sikwenza.
Umqondisi wesibhedlela se-UBH unkosikazi Nonhlanhla Ndlovu kenelisanga ukuchasisa ngesimo sokusebenza kwabodokotela ngoba ebikwa ebesemhlanganweni labodokotela. Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Elliot Nyoni uthi bayazithengela imithi njalo eminye bayithenga ngedola leMelika.
Lapha empilweni amaphilisi siyasithengela kula mithi abathi ama-doctors asekustrike imali bafuna iyusa kumbe ama-runs ibondi nodwa basathathi.
Umnumzana Yonasi Sigeza othwala abantu uthi ulusizi ngoba iningi labantu abathwalayo baphuma begula esibhedlela bayefela emakhaya.
Uthi abantu bathwalayo manxa kuthiwa badischargiwe uyabona ukuthi uthwale umuntu ozifileyo just because akula ma-doctors. Then lathi kade sifuna ukuthi uhulumende elungise izinto yakhe ngendaba yama-doctors because udoctor impilo yomuntu wonke yethu thina abayanga. Wonke umuntu ongumyanga vele ufuna udoctor. Ukuthi siye kuma-private, the charges in US, the charge medication in US. So ukuthi sikukwanise khonokuyana ukuthi siphile kahle. Lo hulumende uyakwazi ukuthi i-situation yethu ayimanga kuhle, imali ayikho, izinto ziyadura. So ukuthi thina siphile kakuhle kuyabe kuzinzimela. Last week yona le ngake ngathwala umdala wa-edisajwe lapha esiyinyathi from Mpilo. So kathesi kuthiwa namhlanje bavela mngcwaba because i-situation manxa kuyikuthi iyabinje ekhaya a ziyabe zisibhedlela.
Odokotela abasanda kugqiba izifundo ezibhedlela zempilo Central Hospital le United Bulawayo Hospital kuhlanganisa lezinye izibhedlela abedlula amakhulu amane 438 baxotshwe umsebenzi nguhulumende kulandela ukukhalala wabo umsebenzi okwenyanga ezimbili bekhala ngokuthi bafuna ukukhuphulelwa iholo. Esibhedlela sempilo kuxotshwe odokotela abangamachumi amahlanu lanye 51 kuthi abalikhulu lamachumi amahlanu lantathu lokhe besebenza loba nje uhulumende eqhubekela phambili exotsha odokotela umsebenzi. Encwadini abayilobele iziphathamandla zezibhedlela odokotela bathi bazamile ukukhulumisana lohulumende ngokuba akhuphulele odokotela abasanda kugqiba izifundo ama-junior doctors iholo kodwa kulokuthi alalele lezo zikhalazo usebaxotsha umsebenzi ngakho bazaphenduka emsebenzini bengabuyiselwa emsebenzini kanye lokubhadalwa imali abayicelayo njalo ihambelane lesimo somnotho elizweni kusetshenziswa isisindo semali yesilinganiso samabhanga yokuthenga imali yakwamanye amazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kusenjalo umgcinisihlalo wogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokuqhatshwa kwezisebenzi zempilakahle olwe-Health Service Board umnumzana Paulina Sisikhosana utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kabazihluphi ngokukhalala umsebenzi kwama-senior doctors ngoba ebevele engayi emsebenzini nsuku zonke.
Bebevele bengasebenzi ngoba thina sibaqhatha on a full-time basis. There is no doctor esimqhatha ukuthi abesenza esebenza ngentando yakhe.
Kodwa bathi bebeselapha izigulane ebezidinga ukuhlolwa ngodokotela ngokuphuthuma esingathi ngama-emergencies.
Ngingeke ngitsho ukuthi lokho kuliqiniso. Njengoba besitsho incwadi yabo abayibhale izolo, besithi bona babalutshwana kade bekhona emsebenzini, labo sebezayekela ukusebenza. Bebezalutshwane sibili, so it didn't make a difference.
Ngezinye indlela lithi akutshintshi lutho abakwenzileyo ngoba ngokutsho kwenu bebevele bengayo emsebenzini.
Ye, yikho engingakutsho.
Kodwa udaba lokuthi bakhala ngokuthi ezibhedlela akulazinto zokusebenzisa, imitshina ifile, amaphilisi, imithi kayitholakali, lithi ningakho njengohulumende?
Sebekutsho ukuthi imithi iphele isolo kumbe ibivele ingekho. Udaba lokuswelakala kwemithi ye lukhona kodwa umumo ususiba ungcono ngoba uhulumende ubesengezele imali yamadola ama-American dollars ukuthi isibhedlela zithole imithi bese kusiba ngcono. Ukuthi i-equipment kule equipment eyathengwa nguhulumende evela e-India eminye eyanikezwa United Arab Emirates eyanikezwa uhulumende yasisiwa ezibhedlela okulabo dokotela bona bathi akula maphilisi. Ye, ukuthi amaphilisi kayeneli ngiyavumelana nabo. Okuthi akula ukuthi ungeke kusebenzeke angivumelani nabo kangako.
Imitshina okhuluma ngayo eyathengwa nguhulumende, odokotela laba bathi kulomunye umtshina elawuthengayo omutsha osandafika kodwa ngoka-2005 ngokunjalo bathi sowadlula isikhathi sawo njalo ungafa uhulumende kasoze akhona ukulungisisa ngoba insimbi zawo kazisalungiswa sesadlula isikhathi sawo. Lithini kulokho?
Lokho ngiyeke ngikhulume ngakho ngoba mina owami umsebenzi wokuqhatha izisebenzi ezempilo. Lokho kungakuzwa kuphendulwe ngu-Secretary for Health.
Umnumzana Paulina Sisikhosana ngomgcinisihlalo wogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokuqhatshwa kwezisebenzi zempilakahle olwe-Health Service Board. usomabhizimusi omkhulu ongumnikazi wenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini i-Econeth umnumzana Strive Masiwa uthi ule mali engange-$100 million engasetshenziswa ukukhwezela odokotela iholo nxa uhulumende evumelana lalokhu.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku shortwave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa uphakathi kohlelo lokubopha abadabuka kwamanye amazwe okugoqela eZimbabwe abangela maphepha okuhlala lokusebenza ngokusemthethweni kulelo lizwe. Ijele labavela kwamanye amazwe elelindela libikwa seligcwele abantu asebemelele ukubuyiselwa emazweni abo. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabavela kwamanye amazwe abahlala kwele South Africa, iAfrica Diaspora Forum, umnumzana Vusumuzi Spanda, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ye, abantu bayabotshwa ngempela, sikhuluma nje amajela ayachitheka. Okokuthi njengalana eJohannesburg eCentral ePolice Station la engiphuma khona njengamanje, sesinxuse uSouth African Human Rights Commission ukuthi azazofika azobheka ukuthi kwenzakalani. So siyathemba ukuthi uzofika kusasa, ngoba kuyanuka, kuseyindoni indawo kufanele ukuthi abantu bahlale khona. I-South Africa, i-Constitution ye-South Africa, u-Section 35, ukhuluma ngamalungelo abantu ababoshiweyo, ukuthi indawo kufuneke bahlale kuzo, kufuneke babe nendawo eyanele izinto zokulala, ukudla, nokwezempilo. Kodwa ngendlela abantu abagcwele ngayo kuyanuka nje, uma ungena lapho uthola abantu sebevala amakhala kuze kuthiswe nothisho ukuthi mhlawumbe kuvale lo munye umnuko omubi. Akukuhlanga impela, kugcwele kakhulu.
Zona izizathu ezibangela ukuthi babotshwe bona laba bantu kuyini?
Ikuthi abantu abanawo abanayo imvume yokuba la e-South Africa. Abantu abaningi abalapha e-South Africa, se-South Africa, ngabantu ababaleka emazweni ngoba lawa mazwe ezomnotho nezepolitiki, kuni ezepolitiki zimbi, nabaholi abakhokhela lamazwe lawo iningi labo likhohlakele, igcwele inkohlakalo nokukhwabanisa, okwenza ukuthi amazwe angasebenzi ngendlela. Ngakho abantu abanamisebenzi, akuna nomnotho oqondileyo kulawo mazwe, bese kusenzisa abantu babaleke kulawo mazwe. Now leyo nhlobo yabantu mayisiza lapha e-South Africa ngayibalelwa kulaba bantu ababizwa ngokuthi yiziphephelo, ngabantu abaphephelileyo, sibabiza ngama-asylum bama-refugees. Ngokunjalo kabanayo incwadi abangayithola, ngoba iningi labo thola nokuthi noma benama-qualifications akusiwo lawa adingwa mhlawumbe yilizwekazi, izwe lase-South Africa, afana nalokho esikubiza ngokuthi ulwazi lolu olungajwayelekile esithi ngama-scarce skills. Ngoba i-South Africa inikeza amaphemithi kulabo abantu abanama-scarce skills esithi ulwazi olungajwayelekile.
Sizwa kuthiwa bakhona abanye ababotshiweyo ngemva kokuba amapholisa engene emafektali abagoduza bathola bengela maphepha. Like labezwa yini lapho?
Namhlanje bengingakwezwa ngoba ngichitha usuku lwami namhlanje ngisenkantolo. Ngiyaphuma. Engikwaziyo ukuthi siyazi ukuthi kungenelwa abantu ezindlini zokulala ebusuku, baguduzwa nasemafemini. Besisazi ukuthi eChinatown kunabantu abake babotshwa abathile, kodwa besingakatholisisi kahle ukuthi kukhona futhi asebenjani abanye abatholwe emafectali. Namhlanje bengingakezwa ngoba namhlanje nayizolo selokhu ngisenkantolo, kanti nakusasa ekuseni. Kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi lezo zinto ziyenzeka, kanti futhi nomkhandlu wangaphakathi u-Home Affairs njengamanje udonsa kanzima ngoba awunalo ikhono elokwanelisa ukusebenza nalaba bantu, ngoba ukusukisela enyangeni ezimbili ezidlule.
Umnumzana Vusumuzi Spanda ngumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7. ku-Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum sikhangela inhlupho ezibhekane labeZimbabwe abangelangwalo zokuhlala kwele South Africa asebedudulwa bebotshwa kulelo lizwe bephindiselwa ekhaya. Thumelani iWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela eMelika ngamafithane. Umongameli Donald Trump wenze umhlangano omkhulu eSunrise esigabeni seFlorida izolo, eqalisa ikhefu lakhe leThanksgiving ehoteleni lakhe leMar-a-Lago Resort. Incwadi ezibona ngezomkhathi eMelika zixwayisa ngengozi yama-tornadoes le-snow engahlasela izigaba ezedlula ezingamashumi amathathu ngaleli khefu leThanksgiving eliqala lamhlanje. Izisebenzi ezipheka ukudla okuphiwa izihambi zenkampani yendizamchina eMelika e-American Airlines ziqale ukukhalala umsebenzi namuhla zifuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Ngemva kokuzama ukuhlenga izisebenzi zenkampani ebisakha igaraji lezimota esigabeni seCincinnati lamhlanje, abacitha umlilo baze bafumana isidumbu lalesi sisebenzi. Kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Dennis Juru ongusomabhizimusi njalo elilunga le-MDC. UJuru usehlale kwele South Africa okweminyaka edlula elitshumi.
Mina ngifike eSouth Africa ngo-2006, so sengile minyaka eyi-18 eSouth Africa.
Ungasitshela ngamafitshane ukuthi uyibona njani impilo yakhona ngapha eSouth Africa nxa uqathanisa le eZimbabwe?
Ya, impilo yala i-right masikhangele masikhangele indaba zemali. Imali iyatholakala, imisebenzi iyatholakala, kodwa impilo iyabe isengozini. Sikhona izinto ezayenzakalayo since 2012 kuze kube namhlanje. Sithiwe labantu abaningi babulele kungozi zomgwaqo. Kusithi abanye babulelwe izigebengu. So kuningi okwenzakalayo la eSouth Africa. For example, usisi wami ngo-July 2010 izigebengu zambulala ngo-2010, and kubekunguye labanye abantu abayi-4 ngomlungu wakhe. So impilo i-right kahle kare, impilo i-right, kodwa i-problem izigebengu ziningi la eSouth Africa, plus iy'ngozi zasemgwaqweni ziningi kakhulu.
Manje ungasitshela ukuthi kunjani ukuwondla abantwana ubakhulise khona ngapho eSouth Africa? Ukhuluma ngomumo onjalo nalo wezigebengu lezimoto.
Eish, mina abantwana bami baqala behlala eZimbabwe ngisaba yona le ndaba le ukuthi la eSouth Africa isimo sakhona asikho right, plus abantwana basebenzisa ama-drugs kakhulu. So baqala baseZimbabwe, kodwa ngagcina ngibona ukuthi eyi, kungcono ngithatha abantwana bazohlala la eSouth Africa. So siyabe sizama ukuthi bafunde kwisikoloni lakuma-private schools la la okufunda khona ama-foreigners kaningi. So yinto enzakalayo.
Manje ungathini kulabo abaseZimbabwe abakhangelele ukubuya bezodinga umsebenzi khona ngapha eSouth Africa? Ungabakhuthaza yini kumbe ungathi behlale khona lekhaya?
Ya, mayithuba likhona, kungcono umuntu aphume eZimbabwe, mayithuba likhona, ngoba impilo inzima eZimbabwe. Yasi silako ukuthi siye ekhaya siyohlala maybe 2 weeks but yabona ukuthi impilo yakhona eshi ayijwayeleki impilo inzima eZimbabwe. So mamubele thuba lokuthi aye South Africa ayofuna umsebenzi, ngibona ku-right kona, ku-right, but kufanele babe careful emgwaqweni mabeza la eSouth Africa. Masebefikile ngesikhathi befuna imisebenzi, masebetholile imisebenzi yakhona, kufanele baqaphele.
Manje ubona ungani uzasuka yini kwelinye ilanga eSouth Africa ubuyele uyohlala njalo ekhaya?
Hayi, isifiso sami ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya, ngiyohlala ekhaya eZimbabwe. Home is best. Njengami ngibuya eMondoro ngezi sile mine ezimplati, nami ngiyabe ngifisa ukuthi ngihlale ekhaya lakithi, ngisebenze ekhaya, ngisebenzele ekhaya lakithi, kumnandi kakhulu. Kodwa okwamanje sinasikavumi ukuthi umuntu abuyele ekhaya ayohlala eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Dennis Churu ngosomabhizimusi njalo ulilunga lebandla le-MDC ubekhuluma lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseJoburg kwele South Africa. Inhlanganiso yabesilisa abalwela ukulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabo labesifazana ePandare enkundleni ibe lo mhlangano wokukhuthaza amalunga edalela eParliamente ukuba asekele ukuqiniswa kwemithetho evikela udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazana ngesikhathi kulomkhankaso wokukhuthaza ukwenqatshelwa kodlakela ezindlini, i-gender-based violence. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Abenhlanganiso yePadare enkundleni Men's Forum on Gender bathi imbangela enkulu yokwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela ngumumo womnotho omanga kuhle elizweni osokusenza obaba bazibone bengasela isithunzi ngokulahlekelwa imisebenzi, kusale omama sebeyibo abaphandela imuli ngokuthengisa-thengisa. Umnumzana Charles Moyo omela impophoma phelandaba edalela eParliamente uthi kaluphele udlakela olunje.
Support because lami ngubaba kulabantwana bayi 3. So ansoze ngikusupport. So nxa kungabuye ibhili sizale supporta more than 100% ukuthi ungabe khona. UNkulunkulu ukuthanda njalo.
Umnumzana Rigayithunga umena imutha sasouth edalela eParliamente njalo uthi kumele lolu daba luthuthukise sibili lakuzabelo elizweni lonke, abantu bahlalisane kakuhle ngokuthula.
Siyalusekela mpela, you know, kathesi sesifanele ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu besifazana ngabantu abaqhakathekileyo empilweni yethu, elizweni, emulini zethu, njalo esigabeni lapho esivela khona, ngoba balomsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo ukuthuthukisa imuli, ukuthuthukisa izigaba, ukuthuthukisa ilizwe.
Uqhubeke ethi esigabeni sabo basebenzelana ndawonye lenhlanganiso ezithile eziphatha lomsebenzi kunye labesifazana ngenhloso yokuthi ulwazi lusabalale. Ethi kuqakathekile ukuba kuphunywe le mithetho eqinileyo yokusekela imizamo enje.
Sikhona sibele ukuthi sincedise ukuthi kube le mithetho enjalo, and siyayi-fast tracker ingavele ibe khona, siyayi-fast track ukuthi iphangise ukuba khona, uhulumende laye abambeke, you know, ukuthi siye phambili lokuncedisa abantu abesifazana bethu.
Inhlanganiso yePadare enkundleni Men's Forum on Gender ibunjwa ngobaba abangasekeli ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana, bezimisele ukufundisana labanye obaba ukuba betshiyane lomkhuba onje. Bathi umumo wezomnotho uhlukuluza obaba abalahlekelwa yimisebenzi, begcine bezibona bengasela ke isithunzi emizini ngoba sebegcinwa ngomkabo abayabe bethengisa emikambo etsheneyo. Abanye babo begcine sebehlukuluza omama njengendlela yokutshengisa amandla abo. Isisekelo sombuso siqinisa ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abesifazana. Abaningi lokhu bekhala ngokuthi laloba imithetho ikhona yokuvikela amalungelo abesifazana, udubo yikuthi ayikalungisiswa ukuba ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
Mom.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.